How lucky could one bad be? And he kissed me, and she kissed me. Once a tranny once said, ain't that a
dick in the pants?
Dink in the pants. My bra started sliding down. My dick started falling out. And once he once knew that I was a dude.
Hello.
Welcome to a special version of the Cast Box for whatever listeners I still have. I don't even know. It's been so
quarantine.
Long. Yeah. I'm not fucking quarantined. I gotta go out there. Your ass had a little cough. I have a worse cough than you do.
I know, and I don't
hands
like it.
Down. Yeah, but it's a wet cough, though. So, that happens.
See, mine wasn't.
Huh?
Mine was not a wet cough.
A dry cough?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any fucking sense. It does. Still gotta go out there. I'm the brave.
I'll be fucking proud.
I'm a goddamn, what do they call it?
Factory worker.
I am a factory worker, but no, what do they call it? The
patriot?
I am a patriot.
You are.
Soon I
might
be.
I'll be back at it in no time. Back in with the essentials, the other essentials.
Yeah, that's bullshit. You know how many motherfuckers that I see that just got this opportunity and was like, fuck it, 2 weeks off, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Living at mom's house, fine, fair enough. I'll give them this. I will give them this. You're going to fucking sit at home. But also, here's the flip side of that shit. They're also killing their parents early by fucking stink. Like,
that's
oh,
true.
He got a job. Hercules. Like, fucking congratulations, you went out there. You did it. You finally got a job. And then all of a sudden, yeah, I may have had contact with somebody that fucking had some weird disease.
Well, it's a serious thing. We got to be careful. And I work closely with a lot of really sweet old people that come
in. When was
the
last time I wore a condom with you?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, we got to be real fucking careful. Real careful about fucking everything except
each other, I guess.
Oh, yeah, that shit doesn't make any sense.
No, but...
Huh?
I mean, it's one of those, we live in the same house, so we're touching a lot of the same stuff. We're in close quarters.
Do you take your seatbelt off early when you know where you're getting to your destination, or do you wait until you're fully parked?
Oh, I wait till I'm parked.
Yeah?
Yes.
And there's Every people time. Behind you?
What do you mean, people behind me?
Like, for example, like if, well, no, okay, never mind. Trash that one. Either way, you could get road rashed. Do you look both ways when you're exiting your vehicle when you park on the street?
I do.
How do you do that? It's impossible.
No,
mirrors?
I look, yeah.
Yeah?
And I'll, yeah.
Okay, what does that say on the fucking mirror, Sarah? Objects in the mirror appear smaller.
Closer than they appear.
Smaller, too.
Wait, what does it say?
Objects in the mirror appear...
Closer than they
somewhat
are.
Somewhat smaller than what the actual size is. So don't get so self-conscious about everything.
No.
I wonder if this is like... Maybe that's why, like, fucking fat bitches, when they fucking go drive through Taco Bell, and they get out of the car, and they see themselves in the rearview mirror.
Oh, like, they think they look
I'm looking
fine.
Good. Yeah. It's the same thing with guys. If you put your arm up to like, a car window and you flex, like, it makes your arm look, like, fucking super ripped. I don't know why.
So then that would make it bigger than they are.
Yeah, but
Which
they're not
closer.
Looking at the window. They got the fucking food in their hands. They're just beelining it so they can finish off whatever Taco Bell they fucking didn't eat on the way home because they couldn't wait. What do you think is the best? Do they still have breakfast?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll fuck around with that tomorrow. They have the Crunchwrap fucking burrito things. That's probably like the most car friendly shit, right?
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, because you like to have your road burrito.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't go through fucking Taco
Anytime we have gone through any fast food place, you always make sure you get...
Yeah, let me get the meal and then something on the way home. Yeah. Duh. I'm a man of nutrition and... Oh, boy. That's just common sense, though. Like, I don't want to fucking eat your shit. Because I would fucking start diving into it.
Yeah. So you're being considerate. Thank you.
You're welcome. Once I start eating, dude, I gotta fucking keep on eating. I gotta power through. And then I fall asleep right, you know, immediately after.
You do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do want to examine that fact. God damn it. I don't think my mirror has my rear view mirror. Not the one in the top.
Okay.
Not the one up, so your like, side, in the center. Side view mirror. Yeah, yeah. I don't think it's... objects in the mirror appear closer than they appear.
No. Objects in the mirror are closer than they appear.
Yes, that's the fucking one. Yeah, there's none of that left. There's nothing, yeah. Is mirror technology better?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like mirrors are just kind of, they're mirrors. Like, you can't really do anything. You can magnify, I guess. But they've had that out, too, for a long time.
When fat people put on makeup in the car, do they use the side mirror or the fucking mirror?
First of all, nobody should be putting makeup on in the car.
Even if it's parked?
Well, if it's parked, sure, go at it.
Yeah, go ahead and have at it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't think the lighting would be
nice. I've never put makeup on in a car. I did have to do... I had this weird disease with my nose. Impetitis? Something like that? It was like...
What?
Crusty, like, boogers and stuff like that? Yeah, oh. It was like years ago. But I had to, like, swipe cream inside of my... I used huh?
So people driving by would just think you're picking your nose?
No, I was in a parking lot. I'm comfortable with myself enough. I don't care, like, if they want to ask...
Don't be caught picking your nose in public right now, though.
Why not?
Corona. People will be freaking out. Oh, my God, he just touched his face.
Yeah,
Don't go near him.
Dude, I touch my face all the time. Love it. Can't help it.
I love your face, too.
Okay, now we're on to face talk.
Ooh.
It's a face talk. Face talk.
There is a difference.
I got a couple of pockmarks. I don't even know how they developed. Pockmark is just like a deep...
Those aren't pockmarks.
What's a pockmark?
You have just like a big pore. There's like two just big pores. Pockmark is like if you pick at your skin or like you had a scab that you picked out.
Like a meth addiction?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But, no, you just have big pores.
I just saw you looking at it.
Yeah, I can see it. It's looking at me.
Yeah. I can't help it.
I always want to squeeze it. You know?
There's nothing. Like, there's, like, stuff in there, mm-hmm.
but... You know, and I want to squeeze it.
You think that's just what... You can't squeeze it out.
I know.
You can rinse it out, but then it looks like a weird fucking thing. Can I get surgery to do that?
To do what?
Like if I just suture it, you know?
I don't
leave
think
that
so.
In there?
Leave it in there? No, then you'd have a scar from a stitch.
Okay, what's cooler? The it's not a pock mark. Big pore or the stitch mark?
Big pore.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah, because the stitching isn't from something awesome that happened. The stitching is from you trying to change yourself.
Sarah, I fucked up my knee and I was telling people like, yeah, I kicked like a 75-yard field goal and it just like really hurt. But like I really gave it all. And I made it, by the ways, you know. Mm-hmm. But it just really hurt. Like, God bless those heroes on the gridiron.
So you're saying you would just lie about it?
Yeah, probably. Until I get questioned. Like, where did this bullet wound in your face come from? Two of them? My. Really?
They're tiny little bullets.
Yeah. It was a Mexican standoff, right? And then, you know what a Mexican standoff is,
yes.
Right? Where everybody just points their guns at everybody.
Yeah.
Right? Say it's three people. And, one guy got trigger happy. Pointed them both at me. And then he was like, bam, bam.
I want to know what kind of bullets these are, because that's tiny.
He picked up his kid's guns on accident and just shot me in the face. And
are they like needle guns?
No, they're
nail guns?
Nail guns?
I mean, that's not big. They're not big pores. They're not huge.
You like just said I have big pores.
Yes, but not bullet-type pores.
Maybe it was one of them, like the commercial guns that you see. Like, you can suck out the pores, you know, with the scrubbers and stuff like that.
Those look fun. I want one of those.
You've done them before?
I want one.
Really?
Yeah.
Think you could use it, like, if I'm constipated? If I would just...
Probably not.
Why? The butt is technically kind of a pore, right?
It is, but it's a bigger hole than what is on your face. So you wouldn't really...
I don't know, my mouth is pretty big. It's way bigger than my butthole. Yep, I got eye sockets, I got ears...
That you do.
I guess that's technically on my head, not on my face, right?
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. The sides of your face.
The sides of my face. That's where my ear holes are.
Yep.
I love that. I want to suck out all, the snot and stuff.
Do you ever, I always think I want to open up my face, power wash it real good, and put it back on.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I get sick and stuffy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I was telling you, like, the other day, like, I pulled out, like, that extreme booger.
Yeah, the like big, the long, stringy one.
Yeah, like the nose noodle.
Mm-hmm.
Felt like a fucking big spaghetti.
Yeah.
Like, it was just stuck in there. I was like, fuck it, I'm going for it. Just pick my nose. I have no problems with picking my nose. I don't care. But, man, damn, sometimes, like, roop, it's a roop.
But it felt good,
comes
though.
Comes right out. Oh, it feels so good. Mm-hmm. What's my rule? If it feels good, do it.
Yep, it's a great rule.
That's why I'm with you.
Oh, God.
There's no rule for if it ends up bad. Don't do it.
Well, you don't know if it's going to end up bad.
I mean, Sarah, you're not really helping that situation at all. Damn, dude, if that was, like, if pulling out that gigantic, like, nose noodle, if anybody knows that experience, god damn, nose. Dude, it feels so good. If I could do that constantly, like, I feel like I could have it now. Like, zoop, you know?
Go ahead, get in there. Try it out.
I'm good.
Okay.
Maybe this is why I've been so irritated lately, because it's like, I don't have any time to pick my nose and, like, find the booger. I do it in the bathroom sometimes. I'll find, like, that. It's like a little strand. I'll just be like, I'll try to claw the little thing out. And then it comes, when it comes out, zoop, feels so good. It's indescribable. It's like drugs.
Okay.
I love sex, but damn. If I had the choice of doing that, like getting that big thing out of my nasal... Maybe I had something fucked up with my nose.
That could be. Nah, you're fine. You're fine, honey.
What if I get a nose job? Would I look like sexy Squidward? I mean, I know Squidward, it's my only flaw.
Squidward's nose is big, though.
No, sexy Squidward. You've never seen the SpongeBob where he went super sexy?
Oh, yes. And he had, like, a chiseled...
Yeah, he was gorgeous. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you're gorgeous already, as you are.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. With my large pores.
Yes.
Thank God you're not a guy.
Then you would be gay.
Yeah, I know. Right. And if I was gay, too, like, it would be kind of weird. Because if the large pores I was walking around with kind of got crusted over after, like, hey, let's clean them out, and then we had a good night, and then there's some kind of cream stuck inside of my large pores, it'd be very awkward. Like, what? That's a huge whitehead, but it isn't coming to the top, Jack.
Oh, goodness.
And I'll be like, oh, geez.
Yes, I'm glad I'm
not. I'm working on it. Look, I don't even know. But then, I would have to go to the bathroom and fix, like, crack myself, right? What would I do?
Correct yourself?
Clean? Well, I mean, like, oh, look at the clean huge yourself? Whitehead that you have. But it's not bumpy. It's just filled in.
Oh, there you go. See, then you don't have to have a surgery to close it up.
Okay, that's just it. Fill it in. I just gotta get fucking cummed on by spook hockey my face.
Then you're good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
disgusting. You think that shit works with root canals too?
Oh.
Because I need one of those.
I'm going with probably not.
No? All right. Fine, fair enough.
That's just my guess. I mean, I could be wrong.
I'll test it out.
Yeah.
For the sake of our health right now, it's a very dangerous time.
It is, you're right.
Very, very dangerous time. I mean, who knows? Our president fucking was suggesting, like, you know, fish tank cleaner fluid shit. So, I mean, fuck, dude. That didn't work out. But
that is the funniest thing.
But on the flip side, though, we all know what not to do now.
Yes, that's true.
There's always a fucking bright side of, like, fucked up shit.
Always a silver lining.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That is the dumbest, funniest thing I've heard.
Yeah.
In a long time.
Do you know who that chick was? I think her husband's dead. She was in the ICU.
He died.
Do you know who that was?
Uh-uh.
Bob Barker's daughter.
Uh-uh. Really?
That's strange. I heard that in the factory.
Oh, then it must be true.
No. Don't take any factory gossip at all. Seriously, at all. No. None of it. No, it's a
Bob
terrible thing.
A strange daughter. Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what Bob Barker was for? What his big public message on The Price is Right was? Like, what was it?
What?
You don't know?
Mm-mm.
Neuter your pets.
Aww.
Why? Oh, because now you got a boy dog. You just want nuts all over the place.
They are going to be all over the place, I'm sure. He's floppy already.
The nuts are floppy?
No, the dog.
Oh, yeah. I don't have any problem with that. I don't have any problem with dog nuts.
Mm-mm. No, it doesn't bother me.
His nip stays small.
For
you know, unlike some people.
Bitch dogs.
Huh?
Bitch dogs you want to get fixed. Otherwise, they're bleeding all over the place every now and then.
And the temperament.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I completely agree. 100%.
Yup.
Fuck them bitches.
But it's our first boy dog, and he's wonderful.
Way better than all of the girl dogs combined.
Way better than all the dogs ever combined.
Let's not get carried away.
I love him.
Yeah.
I love him.
If you could get all of the girl dogs combined, right?
Okay.
I told you what I want to build. What I want. I want to build. What do I want to build?
A catapult.
I want to build a catapult. What do I want to fling at Horlick?
Kittens?
Nah.
Oh.
Dog, period.
Ew.
Yeah. It could happen. I could gajeel it.
Ew.
Yeah. Drop it off.
Yeah.
It'd be like a blood bomb.
Oh.
People would be freaking out. It's like, chill out, dude. It's just dog, period. What's the matter with you?
It's just for my bitches.
Mm-hmm. But it would bring awareness, obviously.
To Bob Barker's message?
Neuter your pets.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Absolutely. 100%. And people are like, man, isn't it Drew Carey on The Price Is Right?
Now yeah. It is.
The Price Is Right. That's how everyone said it when I was in high school. Or we went down to the Jamaican restaurant.
How did they say it?
Price Is Right.
Price is right. I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I just can't do it.
Come on down. You know, the Price Is Right song. Is it? Was that it?
Yep.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it is.
No. I can't wait for, like, the next generation of, like, The Price Is Right, where it's, like, badass, just, like, heavy metal. Well, I mean, if you sign up for the show, it'd be like, what would you like to come down to?
You could pick your song.
Yeah, pick your song, and it's like, yeah.
If you get selected...
Didn't they have, like, Best Buy looking ass tags?
Yes.
On them?
Yep.
Too?
They still do, I think.
Okay, whoever fucking wrote them tags out, it was one person. You don't get to write your own shit out.
No.
Because they were all in the same fucking handwriting.
Mm-hmm. Gotta be able to read it.
I bet you that bitch was, like, just... It probably looks like a studio. It's a big fucking warehouse with a big fucking... We're gonna put curtains behind you and make it seem like... cozy and shit. Like, oh shit, it's probably a fucking...
That's what the models do in the back when they're waiting to...
What models?
The models that are presenting the prizes that stand by the cars.
Bitch, they're doing fucking cocaine. They're
and
getting all...
writing name tags.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Fucking horking off. Like, with the name tags, just fucking sorting out lines and shit. Like, yep. Price Is Right.
Woo! Oh, my.
I'm going to fuck Bob tonight.
Drew.
What? Dude. Huh?
Drew
now.
Mm-hmm.
He got all skinny and shit.
He did. He was on The Masked Singer.
Nobody cares about that shit.
Which is funny, because Wayne Brady won it last year.
Nobody cares about him either. But I'm sorry. I'm speaking
Jeez,
for myself.
Right?
I don't care about any celebrity. I don't. Sorry for that shocker.
Oh my gosh.
What?
I just can't even believe it.
I really don't.
No, I'm really not that into it either. But I do like watching the show with Jackson. That's fun.
The Masked Singer?
Yeah.
Well, they're all going to be masked.
It's fun.
Soon.
They should be.
Yeah, they're all going to be, yeah. Kind of a
we were talking about that because they did an April Fool's show and nobody had masks. So I'm wondering, it must be all pre-recorded, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought they weren't doing studio audiences anymore.
No. I don't know. I don't keep up with this shit. With the mask thing?
Well, with anything. Like, I thought they cut all the studio audience stuff out.
All I know is that a couple of years ago, I ordered some masks online. Face masks. For winter time, when it was super cold out.
Yes.
And I really liked them.
We still have them.
And then I went and got super drunk and bought one of those stupid, like, it's like a Joker mask? That kind of shit?
I thought it was like skeleton.
Yeah, maybe. Something like that.
Because we still have it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, look at me. I'm cool.
I've been seeing a lot of people wearing those around in their cars.
Yeah.
If I'm out walking little Calvin, people drive by, they've been seeing a lot of people wearing that.
What about condoms? People still wear them?
I don't know.
Ah! That's the underlying fucking outbreak, too. It's like, fuck the masks. Ugh. Let's just meet up and fuck. And then, it's like, condoms? What are you talking about? More concerned about catching this thing.
Should be concerned about condoms. Catching some...
There has been no scientific proof. Zero. About catching the COVID-19.
No, but there's definitely scientific proof for catching STDs. Mm-hmm.
No, Sarah. You're not paying attention. That's not what I'm talking about. It's not the fucking point. Look. Everything's on the back burner right now. Stay at home. Don't fucking do anything.
Don't meet up for a quick fuck.
Don't do... Well, nobody said that. Nobody said that.
That kind of goes... You still have to...
What's his name? Flangey?
Huh?
Flangey?
Flangey?
What's the doctor that the president refers to? Flangey?
Oh, I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Mm-mm.
Anthony Flangey? Something like that.
Flangey?
Yeah, Flangey. That's a Friends thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay.
You gonna leave it?
I don't know. What else am I supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
Pick it up? I'm infected right now. Possibly. Who knows? Infected with love and patience. And I'm infected with motherfucking frustration. I'm infected with frustration, love, and patience.
Such a contradiction.
Black Girl Choir, go!
Such a contradiction.
Fuck yeah.
Makes no sense at all.
That was good. Okay. All right. I want to try this out for just 1 minute.
Okay.
Okay? You ready?
Yep.
KFC has good chicken. Ah, fuck. God damn it. I started getting the southern twang. Let's not do this anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Okay.
All right, we're almost up to a half hour.
Wow.
Well, it's you. That's what you sound like.
I feel like I could talk to you all day.
Well, you have no fucking choice.
No, I really
You're locked in the goddamn fucking dungeon of secrecy.
Secrecy?
Yeah.
Why is it secrecy?
Because it's like secretary. That, did you know that shit?
Mm-hmm.
Like fucking you're my secretary. You're the keeper of secrets.
Yep. Secret keeper.
Did I tell you about the fucking Charlie in the Trees shit?
No.
Why they fucking in Vietnam? When they started talking about the fucking Charlie's all around. Where did Charlie come from?
Where?
It was the Viet Cong. VC for short, right? So if you use the NATO language, it was Victor Charlie. And so people just were like...
Oh, so that's just
where's
Victor.
Where's the Viet Cong? Kong. C-O-N-G?
Wouldn't Kong, wouldn't that be K? Or no?
You are so ignorant. Excuse me. You are... No. Halfway around the world. Uh-uh. No. That's not how that works.
Okay.
And also, I challenge... Here's a fucking stupid-ass challenge. I challenge anybody that's popping out a motherfucking kid. Name it with a K. Charlie. Yeah. K-H-A-R. I mean, we're already fucked. Might as well just go ahead and fire up the
Carly?
Fuckery. No. It's pronounced Charlie.
Oh.
Spelled Charlie with a K. Yeah. Let's go ahead and waste a little bit
more. I bet that's already out there.
I wouldn't take that bet. Actually, I would take that bet. Go ahead. I want you to go out there and fact check me.
I bet there is.
Me and the dog will be at home.
Aw.
Take Jackson with you.
No.
Okay. Well, that's been an awesome half hour. So, love ya.
Love you.
Have fun. Bye-bye.